Livewire with Phil Ray.
Hello and welcome to Livewire. I'm Phil Ray, and today I welcome Vinny from Vinny and the Stars to the show. Hi, Vinny.
Hi, Phil. How's it going?
Yeah, really good, thanks. And you?
Yeah, brilliant today, yeah.
So you've got your reputation in the north of England, really, because of your touring and all of that. But how did you all get together in the first place as Vinny and the Stars?
I first started playing as a solo acoustic artist back in around about 2005, 2006. And when I came to record my first single, I got a couple of mates from other bands in to sort of play the drums and play the bass and just sort of put a band together just for the recording. And then I carried on as a solo acoustic artist, and I came to record an album. And again, I just borrowed other musicians from other bands. I was working in a studio at the time in Bradford, so I had access to a lot of quality musicians that I'd become friends with who I'd recorded, and they were happy to come record with me. And then we needed a name for the band, so it was Vinny and the Stars. Just evolved from that, really.
Brilliant. And you've also worked with a Canadian producer, haven't you?
Yeah, in September I flew over to Canada to work with a multi-award winning producer, Paul Milner.
Yeah.
Paul had sort of had an eye on the band since our second album. And we'd been chatting on Skype, and I'd sent him some demos of my new material, and he was really excited about producing it. So we couldn't get the full band over to Canada, so we recorded the drums, keyboards, bass, and electric guitars over here in England. And then I flew over and did the acoustic guitars and vocals and mixing with Paul in Canada at Shell Lane Studio.
Wow, this must be an amazing feeling, you know, to have Paul alongside, who's worked with, like, you know, Addy Granton, Sting, all these amazing artists, to have you on board as well. Does that feel right?
Yeah, it was really inspirational, and, you know, he sort of really helps get the best out of the music. And it's just a classic studio, you know, old vintage desk, real analog equipment. Yeah. And gold disc with Keith Richards' album on the wall behind you, and other gold discs and things. It's sort of really inspirational, and yeah, it was just great.
With being the front man of the band, do you find that there's quite a lot of responsibility, or do you sort of share that out among the group?
A bit of everything, really. I do take a lot on board myself, and do a lot myself, but there are certain things that Andy, the bass player, is the web designer. Yes. He's very good. He's built our website. So he helps a lot with that, and sort of graphic design and things like that. But I do all the songwriting and gig booking and things. But yeah, I get a bit of help from the rest of the guys as well.
How long have you been songwriting for?
In the style of Vinny and the Stars as a solo acoustic artist since around 2005.
Right.
In my younger days, I was a guitarist in a punk rock band.
So, wow. Okay.
That counts as, it's probably something different in...
Hey, it's still something, that's the main thing.
Yeah,
it's still music.
I've probably been songwriting in, if you count all the old punk rock stuff, since I was about 14, 15, still in school.
Fair play. So it's been with you at such a young age then, really, music?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And what do you love about music the most? Is it sort of connecting with people or going out? What do you think?
Performing live and writing songs. And I really love the producing music and recording music and actually having, you know, something that you've created that you can then go on and share with people. One of the best feelings is when, you know, people really do enjoy the music that you've created. That's probably the best feeling, is when people like are telling you, oh, we really love that song, we love this song, and when you're playing it and you can see people enjoying it, it's sort of sharing your own, what you've created, with other people is what I enjoy the most.
Do you share stories in what you've wrote as well?
Yeah, quite a lot. The it's always been sort of that way with my songwriting, is trying to come up with stories and ideas and a lot of personal truths. And I tried to, with the new album development, I tried to put a storyline running through it, but have individual stories in all the songs as well. And it's always something that I found is my personal, I find it easier for myself, and my personal way to write a song is to is to put a story into sort of music with some personal and other things in there as well.
What do you plan to do for the rest of this year then?
The rest of this year, through summer, we are going to be doing a lot of acoustic band gigs for something a little bit different. And we're going to try and record an acoustic band live album, because there's a lot of like beer festivals and music festivals. We're going to be doing a lot of that over the summer.
That's good.
Playing outside in beer gardens and outside venues. And then towards the back end of the year, I'm just sorting out a full live electric band tour in August. We've got 3 dates booked. We're covering the sort of homelands first. We've got the 6th of August at O'Reilly's in Hull, the 7th of August at the Duchess in York, and 8th of August at the Shire Hall in an East Yorkshire town called Howden.
Do you see yourself doing a worldwide tour, or is that sometime in the future? Is it too soon at the moment?
Yeah, I've last year I played in Louisiana, and I played down in New Orleans and Baton Rouge, and it was an absolute amazing experience. I did that solo acoustic, so I'm dying to get back to Louisiana and play some more gigs over there. And with the contacts that we've had with Paul, we are talking about getting some Canadian shows over there as well. Exciting. I think for next year, it would probably, just because of finances, be getting myself out there solo acoustic, and then we follow it up with the band, because it's difficult being an independent band, but we've got the advantage of I can go out there and get the name and the music out there solo acoustic. So that makes it a little bit easier to go overseas with the band next time.
From what you've been telling me, it seems like you really enjoy travelling. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, absolutely. Last year I did Louisiana in February, March, and then back over to Canada in September. So, yeah, quite a lot of flights and air miles with a guitar last year.
But it's all worth it, isn't it, for you sharing your music and people enjoying it?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So we've been talking about acoustic music earlier on, and you're going to do some for us, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to do Cracks and Dreams.
Nice one. Looking forward to hearing this.
Well, I was walking on to heard, are you going the right way? For a moment I stopped and paused, I didn't know what to say. Then my subconscious took over me, and it replied, yeah, mate. I got a little further down the street, felt the increase in my heartbeat. Thought about that voice some more, thought to myself, what was this for? Circled round and round my head until I got to my back door. In the glass I saw my vacant stare, felt the warmth of my own breath. Are these the thoughts I want to have when I go to buy some bread? Do I live in a city that's built on old time dreams? Are the walls holding strong like the cracks in old pub beams? Do I live in a city that's built on old time dreams? Are the walls holding strong like the cracks in old pub beams? When it rains for days on end, the river overflows. Tourists get their cameras out, the King's Arms gets closed. Take your valuables up your stairs and get some sandbags in. Don't let your cats out on a night if they haven't learnt to swim. Do I live in a city that's built on old time dreams? And are the walls holding strong like the cracks in old pub beams? Do I live in a city that's built on old time dreams? And are the walls holding strong like the cracks in old pub beams? Well, I still love this city, and now I call it home. I feel the ghosts in history, the streets are like to roam. There's a lot of mystery these old buildings hold. Some are stories I will learn, some are my own. Do I live in a city that's built on old time dreams? And are the walls holding strong like the cracks in old pub beams? Do I live in a city that's built on old time dreams? And are the walls holding strong like the cracks in old pub beams? Do I live in a city that's built on
on all time dreams. And are the walls holding strong like the cracks in opal beams? Do I live in a city that's built on old time dreams? And are the walls holding strong like the cracks in old pub beams?
That was amazing. Thanks for that, Vinny. Where can we get your music from and your new album?
The new album is available on all the major download stores, including iTunes, Amazon Play, and it's available on Spotify. But if you like to support independent bands and musicians and buy direct from the band, you can go to our website, www.vinnyandthestars.com.
And do you have Facebook or Twitter?
Yep, I've got Twitter. My personal Twitter is at Vinny Whitehead, and Instagram the same, at Vinny Whitehead. And if you search the band Vinny and the Stars on Facebook, you'll find us.
Vinny, it's been a pleasure speaking to you, and I wish you all the very best with your touring that's going on later this year. It sounds exciting.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Phil. I can't wait for it.
That's really good. Thank you very much. And let's have a listen now to No Demons.
Hi, this is Vinny from Vinny and the Stars, and this track is called No Demons.
Summer's day in a suburban town, sticking to the tarmac, the sun beating down. Must have been a weekend, cause he was allowed to take his three-wheeler and cycle around. Stay near the house, be careful by the road. Don't go past the street sign, is what he was told. He can't be that old, maybe four, five or six. His whole life ahead of him, he's happy with this. Life is so innocent, life is so sweet. From a working class family with no pressure from church, no bounds by religion for all that it's worth. Just start school, playtime and craft. Then he got his first big book on simplest maths. Now he knows the difference between make-believe and real. Doesn't play plastic kitchen, helps his mum cook a meal. If the oven is hot, he knows not to touch, but he still burns his fingers because of curiosity's frost. Life is so innocent, life is so sweet. So innocent, life is so sweet.
Livewire is a talk and entertainment show produced by Steve Osborne Media. Are you a singer, songwriter, group or artist? We would love to hear your music for Livewire sessions. Also, if you have a talent, hobby or product that we could find of some interest, please feel free to get in touch. Telephone us on 0843 289 3358 or contact us on the website steveosborne.info.